Okay, let's move on to the next talk of the day. Let me introduce you to Stefan.
Afternoon, everyone. Thanks for taking your lunchtime to come and listen to me talk today. When I submitted this talk, or after I submitted this talk, I realized that the title of the talk was pretty generic. And in theory, I could come in here and talk about pretty much anything I wanted to. So I sat down last night and I decided, right, I'm going to start telling the story of this little boy called Nigel who had a dream. I'm not actually going to talk about Nigel. I'm not going to talk about Brexit. Thank God, it's off the table for today. Instead, what I'm going to talk about is versioning and how do you manage versioning in a Python project and in some cases in kind of projects in general. This is going to be mostly focused at people that are packaging their own projects, so libraries that you're submitting up to PyPy or whatever. But some of the things I'm talking about here today will be useful for basically anyone working on software, whether it's a web application or a library or something else entirely. For each of these, I've broken it down into three different sections, and each of those I'm going to break down into two sections. I'll get into that in a second. Before I do that, I should probably introduce myself. I'm Stephen. I work at Red Hat. I've been working there for about 3 years. Still don't have one of those cool red hats. I'll get one eventually. I work on OpenStack and have done since before I joined Red Hat. For anyone that doesn't know what OpenStack is, it was the cool kid on the block until Kubernetes came along and stole our lunch money. As a result, one big difference, though, between OpenStack and Kubernetes is that OpenStack is almost entirely Python. The contributions that OpenStack has made to the Python ecosystem, I'd say, are pretty significant. As a result of my work on OpenStack and kind of spare time stuff, I've ended up contributing to and maintaining an awful lot of Python projects, and I've used a lot of the tools that I'm going to talk about here today in those projects, either by choice or it's been forced upon me. So before we dive into the actual tools themselves, a quick kind of recap on versioning and what do I mean about versioning and managing change and stuff. So you probably should care about versioning if your software has users, if it's something more than a script sitting on a server somewhere or on your local PC, and if it's something that you're expecting to change or evolve over time, so you're planning to add or remove functionality. And from the Python perspective, versioning number-wise, we're usually referring to this PEP from a while ago, which specifies version identifier strings like this. Most of the time, you're not going to use all of this. Most people talk in more generic terms, in terms of things like semantic versioning and calendar versioning like Ubuntu and that kind of thing. Basic idea behind versioning, of course, is that your users should know when you've introduced changes into your code, when you've gone and removed some functionality that they may have relied on previously, or you've added some cool new whiz-bang feature that you want the world to know about. So I promised three different kind of focus areas. The first of these is packaging. So again, this is mostly useful for people that are packaging up their own libraries and publishing them on PyPy. I'd imagine that most people that have written packages have ended up using setup tools to do that. Obviously, a replacement for the legacy DistroTools project. There are cool new kids on the block here with regards to things like Poetry and Flit, that kind of thing. I'm not going to talk about those today. Instead, I'm going to talk about two kind of plugin projects that exist for setup tools that you can use to kind of help make your life easier. The reason that you'd want something like this is the way that setup tools normally manages its version is you put in a static string into your setup.py document or your setup.config document, and every time you update that based on the new version of your software. There's an infrastructure management track here, there's an automation track here, and there's a couple of tracks in Yanson, with the idea being that developers don't like doing stuff manually when you can automate the process. And as far as this static string stuff goes, it's usually duplication because you're usually managing your version information somewhere else, typically in the form of Git metadata, Git tags, Git branches, that kind of thing. So the first of these two tools I'm talking about, Setup Tools, SCM, and PBR, are plugins for Setup Tools that allow you to pull out that Git metadata from your repo and automatically inject it into your package. But they work slightly differently. One thing to note, the first of these is a kind of broader Python ecosystem project. The other one is an OpenStack project that's used across pretty much every single OpenStack project, and anyone else that wants to use it. I use it in my own projects quite a lot. Setup Tools SCM is by far the simpler of the two. You say that you sort of put it in as your requirement for the setup stage of your package, and you set this Boolean config option saying whether you want Setup Tools to do your versioning for you. And you, as soon as you've done that, it will go and it will figure out what version of your package is, inject that into your thing, and then when you go to build your tarball or your wheel or whatever, all of that stuff will happen magically for you, which is all lovely. PBR does almost the exact same thing, but it also does a whole load of other cool stuff.